Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
I want to share with us while on destiny journey. That's the subject. While on destiny journey. Destiny journey is a journey that every mortal must make. It is a trip towards your expected end. There are journeys that are mere journeys, ordinary journeys, occasional routine journeys. But there are journeys that has to do with destiny. It has to do with the purpose for your being around. Such as the journey into marriage is a destiny journey. Journey into a new location is a destiny journey. Journey into a church or a place of worship is a destiny journey. These are things that will have effect in your total being. These are things that will affect whether you will become what you were created to become or not. So anything that will contribute to you becoming who God wants you to be or who God has created you to be is a destiny journey. So we want to be talking about the things that you must know while embarking on this kind of journey. While on destiny journey. Because I perceive there are those who are already on destiny journey. The journey to become who you were created to become. God was so careful with the destiny journey of Jesus Christ that he didn't just send him to any family. But he sent him through a virgin womb. He sent him into the house of a man that can hear instruction. He sent him into the house of a man that can obey. He sent him into the house of a man that he can instruct. In Matthew 1, he said to Joseph, while Joseph was considering sending Mary away privately, he showed up to Joseph and said, "Do not send that woman away, for what she is carrying is the Son of God." And the man woke up and changed his mind. He didn't need a second vision. He changed his mind. That is the kind of man God sent Jesus to, because that Jesus was going to be on destiny assignment. The boy was born and Herod rose up against him. And then God showed up and said to Joseph, "Arise, carry this child, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring thee words again." He didn't say, "This boy is not my biological son. I don't want to go through this stress unnecessarily." He rose up the next morning without pre-information and took the boy. He's headed towards Egypt. And he was in Egypt forgetting all his business. In Bethlehem, he was there until God showed up and said, "You can come back." Destiny journey is a journey you can't trifle with. When you want to take a decision that will matter to who you will become, don't take it by impulse. I will share with you some of the things you must consider. Because a lot of persons have got into marriage and they have become a shadow of themselves. A lot of persons have got into terrains, into businesses, into association, into friendship that have changed them from those God wanted them to be. When Judas started fellowshipping with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he became a thief and he started nursing how he would sell and betray his master. Because he went into an association that affected his person. He was earmarked to be one of the 12 apostles that will judge the entire nation. His name was to be engrafted in the 12 pillars in heaven. But he went into a destiny journey without considering some of the things I'm going to be talking about. And he failed. In Luke chapter 10, the Bible said a certain man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. Men who have understanding of time shouldn't be leaving Jerusalem for Jericho. Because Jerusalem is the city of God. But sometimes things could be so bad in Jerusalem that men don't want to stay there. And they will want to go to places where things are all right. Not knowing that Jerusalem is supposed to be the headquarter of divinity. Like Naomi, her husband and her two sons left Bethlehem because there was famine in Bethlehem. And they went to Moab because it was told them food in Moab. And they took a journey that was going to change the narrative of their life. Naomi went with her husband and her two sons and sojourned in Moab. They had food to eat. They had money in their pocket. They had a good home to sleep. But it wasn't too long. Her husband died. All the money available in Moab couldn't save him. It wasn't too long. Her husband died. The food in his stomach couldn't save him. It wasn't too long. Her husband died. The thriving business couldn't stop it. And as if that was not enough, the two sons also died. Right in that journey. And Naomi came back. When she returned, she said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara, for my life has become bitter. I left here full, but I'm returning empty." Journeys that certain considerations were not taken. You want to marry? You don't just marry because you are of age. Because marriage is a destiny journey. You don't just marry because you have money in your pocket to settle bills. You don't just marry because you can handle the fellow you are getting married to. But you must ask key questions. Because that particular journey can change you into a demon. That journey can turn a good person into a bad person. That journey. And it is a journey that must not be taken flippantly. You want a church to worship. You don't just go to church because it's near to your home. After all, we don't send our children to school because of proximity. Some of us, we have schools in our compounds where we live. We have schools in our neighborhood. But we will send our children far away from those places. Why? Because you know where he's going to will make him the kind of person I want him to be. So you don't just worship in a church because it is close to your house. You worship in the church because it can make your destiny happen. There are decisions you shouldn't just take. From Jerusalem, he was headed towards Jericho. And the Bible says he met thieves. He met thieves, and the thieves behaved like thieves. The Bible said they stripped him of his raiment, his covering, his glory, his honor, his dignity, his nobility was taken away from him. If you embark on a journey that you are not ready for, you will get lost in it. And the Bible says they left him half dead. And that's why I want to say to us, that's important you consider this. What is destiny? Destiny is the end you were created to fulfill. Destiny is the end you were created to fulfill. Why you came? Jesus said, "I come according to the volume of the things written concerning me. To this end was I sent to the world." And therefore, when we want to deal with destiny journey, we must be very, very careful. Like I said before, that a destiny journey is a trip towards your expected end. A destiny journey is a journey that every mortal must make. It is the most important journey for man. Destiny journey. I know you travel from Port Harcourt to Lagos and from Lagos back to Port Harcourt. I know you are always almost on the road every time. Good one. But a destiny journey is the most important journey. It is a journey to fulfill your God-given mandate on the earth. Destiny journey is the journey that makes you, that aids you, that assists you to fulfill God's mandate on the earth. It is the journey that will put inside of you the energy, the stamina that is required to go all the way. Destiny journey is like moving from humanity to divinity. That is living where you were born and going to where you were created for. It's living humanity into divinity. Abraham left his father's house, his relatives, his businesses, and he started going towards a land and a city whose maker and builder was God. Sometimes you don't have the radar to navigate. It is the Holy Spirit that teaches you the path. This journey does not begin at birth, but it begins somewhere between life and death. You don't start on destiny journey just as soon as you are born. No. Because infancy does not allow you to identify destiny. But as you grow into life, suddenly you will come in contact with the brightness of heaven's glory. And then you will identify the journey. Moses was born to be the prince of Israel, the one through whom God would deliver Israelite out of bondage. But for 40 years, he was serving as the prince of Egypt. For 40 years, he was groomed to become the next Pharaoh. For 40 years of his life, he didn't have an idea of what was going to happen. And then another 40 years, he found himself chasing after animals. He was in a job that the salary was meager. He was in a job that didn't resemble what he was created for. So 80 years of his life, he wasted it on a venture that had no bearing to where he was going. But one day, in between life and death, he came in contact with the fire that was burning in the midst of a bush, and the leaves were still green. And he said within himself, I will turn aside and check this mystery. And when he turned aside, he heard a sound out of the midst of the fire that called his name. And when that conversation was over, his direction changed. And the next 40 years of his life, he was on destiny journey. And as he continued in that journey, the Bible said at 120, his natural force was not abated. Neither did his eyes grow dim because he had found his path. So this journey does not begin at birth. It begins somewhere between life and death. But don't keep it too long. Don't allow it to be too long. Life will only afford you the privilege to prepare for this journey. That is what life does. Life affords you the privilege. So if you are breathing now, you have the privilege to get yourself ready for the journey that will matter to the end of your life. When God will reckon with men at the end of their stay on the earth, he will not reckon with men based on earthly acquisition. He will reckon with men based on destiny fulfillment. God is not going to ask you to count how many cities you traveled to, how many houses you built. He's going to ask you, how did you use the opportunities that I gave to you? The quality of preparation is solely your responsibility. How you prepare for this journey is your responsibility. And it's going to be a function of decisions, a function of values, a function of actions. What kind of person are you? What kind of person will you not want to be? Values. How are you ready for this journey that every mortal must make? Listen to this. Whether you will arrive safely or not is a function of what you put in your bag while embarking on the journey. And that is the crux of this message, while on destiny journey. Whether you are going to arrive the end safely or not is a function of your luggage. It's not enough to have flight ticket. If you put a contraband in your luggage, you will not go on board. Praise God. If you carry what cannot fly, they will not let you fly. There are people who were arrested at the airport. Yeah. They paid their way down, but they couldn't fly. What do you have in your luggage now that you want to make a trip? I'd like you to know that on this journey, some will start early, some will start late, some may never start at all until their time is up. But I don't want you to be amongst those that will never start, because this is what will matter when he that will come will come. Some will start early and some have started early. Some late, but it's better late than never. Some may never start because they are still enjoying life. They see destiny journey as something difficult. So you want to marry, you can't take time to pray. You can't take time to ask questions. You are moved because you have money to pay dowry and clear whatever is given to you in the list. You may fall into a trap. You want to send your children to school. As important as that school is, you didn't take time to pray. Lord, where do I send this one to? Friends, that you have money that can send your children abroad may not be God's decision that they go there. But some have sent their children abroad, and what went abroad and came back, they return as demons and no longer as children. Praise God.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. school of wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.